Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking
like the trap of dawn,
giving them all,
dressed
like a million
bucks,
got things in its cup.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only. Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Yeah, I do. Man, God been so good to me over the years, in spite of all the mistakes I've made, in spite of all the dirt I've done to myself. I'm talking about went in knowing I was wrong. His grace and mercy has forgiven me for all of my sins. God can forgive you of all of your sins. Everything you've done, God can forgive you. He can wipe your slate clean. Now you might have some things you got to deal with because of some of your actions. Understand that. But you can wipe your slate clean with God and start again. You can repent. God has mercy and grace. You can be forgiven by God. Now, people, that's another story. Some people may never forgive you for it. You've hurt them all. Or maybe they accusing you of doing something else, but you know, they may never forgive you. But God is in the redemption business, man. God will forgive you for every sin you've ever committed. But you got to want forgiveness now. And then you got to come correct. Because what you can't do is you can't shoot him the crap now. You can say that conversation with him. You know, whatever you told your lawyer, whatever you told the victims, whatever the story is you got going, if it ain't the truth, you can say that with God. Because please know he know. And he know your heart. He know if you're trying to manipulate somebody just for the system, if you're trying to say this just so you can get out. He know all of that. So if you're planning on shucking him and jiving him, save your breath before you wind up digging yourself in a deeper hole. Just let me give you that piece of advice, because he ain't nothing to play with. He's too great to be played with. And so with that in mind, I want to share some positive stuff with you this morning, man. I want to say this. I want to remind you not to let your circumstance and your situations dictate your future or your results. I'm going to say this again. This is important information, man. Don't let your circumstance and situations dictate your future or your results. Do you know that in order to get a different future or some different results, you control that entire situation? It is you. It is your thoughts that control the entire situation. It is how you look at the situation that will determine how the situation is for you. See, the same situation can be totally different for two different people, because you can say, you look at the examples of history, just look in your neighborhood. There was a book that a guy wrote one time who had the name. He had a name, and he did some research, and he found a guy that grew up at the same age in the same neighborhood as him with the exact same name. He went on to become a corporate CEO. The other man was an inmate. And they had the same name, grew up in the same neighborhood. They were both brothers, you know, men. And they went to how can two people, the same situation, and the results turn out so different? It is because of the thought process of one was completely different from the thought process of the other. You control it. You don't have to let your circumstances and your situations dictate your future or your results. Here's the way it works. This is so you can understand this. Your mind is the controlling factor of your thoughts. Your thoughts are the controlling factor of your outcome. The Bible says, a man is as he thinketh. Please don't shortplay this scripture here, because this one is the real deal. This is the basis of every self-improvement book you'll ever read. It's already written in the Bible. The Bible has all the information you need. But in case you need a little bit of clarity in some simple modern day language, then they have self-improvement books. They are all based on biblical scripture. A man is as he thinketh. That's why Norman Vincent Peale wrote the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. That's why a book came out called The Magic of Thinking Big. That's why a book came out called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. All these titles that I've read that have mattered in my life the most, these three major books that I've read, they all say one thing, thinking, thoughts, because that's what controls the outcome. Your brain works one of two ways. It works positive or negative. It works good, which is under the column of positive, or it'll work evil, which is under the column of negative. It will have faith, which is under the column of positive, or you will operate in fear, which is in the column of negative. That is the only way your mind works. Your mind is a factory that's comprised of workers. Those workers are controlled by two foremans, foreman positive and foreman negative. But guess what? The CEO of the company, the head man, the boss, is you. You come to work in the morning and you say, man, today is a great day. I'm going to take steps towards brightening my future. I'm going to take another step into making that dream come true that I've been thinking about. I'm going to take another step forward in the development and the changing of my life in a positive, good direction. If you come to work and say that every day as the CEO, the boss, the foreman can only obey you. So that what you just said was a series of positive statements. Then foreman positive steps to the forefront. He said, I got you, boss, right away. He turns around, he blows the whistle. He alerts all the workers in the factory. Today is a good day. Today we will take steps towards our future. Today we are putting ourselves on track to get a little bit closer to making our dreams come true. Today we will be assembling all the things we need to make our dreams come true and our life better in the right direction. Everybody, break. The workers in the factory turn around and manufacture thoughts to justify the orders given by the boss, which is you. You are the CEO of your corporation. If you don't own nothing else, you own everything that's going on between your two ears. You are the CEO of that corporation. If that corporation is a good one, it's because you set it up that way. If your corporation is a bad one, it's because you set it up that day. If you pushing towards your dreams and you see the possibility of things happening in your life, it's because you as the CEO set it up that way. If you ain't got nothing popping, if you just want to be a criminal taking stuff from people, throwing your life out the window, you're going to be an inmate. You're going to be sitting up there and you're going to be mad at everybody. You ain't got nobody to be mad at but you. You understand what I'm telling you this morning?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Boy, look at this blessing. Another day, another opportunity. All given by our Heavenly Father. Man, that's a blessing, man. Please don't overlook that simple thing of waking up, because it really ain't that simple. It's magical. Every day. Man, oh man, oh man. Woke up this morning, thanked Him, and immediately started my health protocol. I'm here. I feel good. I'm invigorated. But more than anything else, I'm grateful. You should be the same way. Shirley, Strawberry, Carla, Pharrell, the mouth of the South, Mississippi, Monica, Junior's off today. Don't know why, just ain't here. He will be got and fined and talked about unmercifully. And the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Normally I say, Junior, what's on your mind? But, well, he's not here. So, Tommy, what's on your mind?
Confirmation, Steve. Confirmation.
I'm
Junior. Confirmation, Steve. Why I got to get confirmation? Why she got to get confirmation when I tell her something? When I say, baby, let's go to this restaurant, she gonna say, I don't know nothing about that restaurant. I don't know if I want to go over there. But soon as one of her girlfriend, Lauren, say that's a good restaurant, okay, we can go there now. Why would I say ain't good enough, Steve? Why come when I say something, it ain't worth a day? Huh? When I say, baby, we ought to go on vacation to Greece. I ain't going out the country. This is too, if the country ain't good right now to be leaving the country. Then Lauren say, ooh, we ought to go to Greece with y'all. Now, guess what? We going to Greece. Why, Steve? She got to get confirmation from somebody else for us to do something. I said, let the boy go to summer vacation, summer camp, Steve. That's what I said. We don't need to be letting the boy go down there by a week by himself. Then all of a sudden, Lauren's son going. Now, guess what? It's okay. Confirmation, Steve. How come what I say ain't good a damn enough? That's all I want to know. Tell me, Steve, if I'm the head of the house, how come what I say don't go? How come what she need is confirmation from Lauren or her friend Darren or her other friend Belle? How come what I say ain't good enough, Steve? Just tell me what that means. She got an old friend. Her name Belle. I'm just saying.
Okay, is this Kid's wife or your wife? Those are her friends' names, but go ahead, Steve.
Well, Tommy Junior, I want to just point this out to you. The key in that thing where you said was, I'm supposed to be the head of the house.
Exactly.
You are. But I want to explain something to you about that body. That body do like it want to.
Yes.
You might be the head of that house, but that body, she do what she want to do.
Doing it.
She ain't studying you and the title head. She gonna do what she want to do because she is the body. It's like if you cut the head off a chicken, don't the chicken just still run around?
It still be flopping around. I've seen it.
Yeah, but that don't stop you from being the head. Don't do it.
Not a chicken head.
That's about the best way what I can tell you. Welcome to marriage, Junior Tommy.
Well, we're going to Greece, though. We're going to Greece.
All right, listen. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew yet again as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to start your morning off with the nephew as he runs that prank back. Nephew, what you got today?
We're dealing with the tow truck driver now. We're dealing with the tow truck driver. He done overjump the car. You know what I mean? You know, jumper cables. He done overjumped it. You know, that's a thing. You can, as far as I'm concerned, you can overjump the car. Okay. And that's what the argument is. He overjumped the car. So let's go, cat dog. This is the tow truck driver.
Blew out the whole electrical system in the whole. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to find Candy. Who is this?
This is Candy Man.
Okay, are you the guy with the tow truck? You the tow truck driver?
Yeah, that's me. Trucking.
Okay, hey man, you jump started my girl's car 3 days ago and blew the whole electrical system out, man.
I did. Hold on. Let me get back to my truck. You said I did what now?
You do jump people's vehicles when they got a stalled vehicle, don't you?
Right, that's what I do. I jump vehicles, yes.
Okay, so you actually did my girl's car about 3 days ago, man. You jump-started her car. But now when you over-jumped it is what you did, okay? You done blew out the whole electrical system in the whole car, the dashboard. Everything is just completely out. And they talking about this going to be about $1,500 to get this thing.
No, I'm sorry now. Who is this now?
My name Kenneth, man. But you, my girl Sheila, man, you jump-started. You over-jumped her car.
Well, just wait a minute, Kenneth. There's no such thing as over-jumping a car. You can't over-jump a car, man.
Man, let me tell you a question.
Now, whoever told you that, that's just dumb.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. You over-jumped my girl's car, okay? And you blew out
the
entire...
You can't over-jump a car.
What do you mean? That's what you did, man. You done blew out the entire electrical system. The entire dashboard is completely dead. The people at the dealership saying it's going to take $1,500 to get this thing back up and running.
Well, you may want to take it somewhere else because they're trying to rip you off. There's no such there ain't no such thing as over jumping a car and blowing. And if she drove off that day, then She should be fine. I've jumped plenty of cars. I jump cars all day long. People always need to jump. I've never over-jumped a car, blown out an electrical system.
Look, you over-jumped this car, okay? And that's the reason why it's completely shut down. All the fuses are blown out. Everything is completely dead. You over-jumped the car. Now, this is $1,500, and the reason why I'm calling you is you should be the person paying for this.
Oh, no, hell no, no. Now, that sure ain't gonna happen. I'm not gonna pay for something I didn't do.
You did it. You the one overjumped it, man. You overjumped the car.
I don't overjump cars. Now, wait just one minute, man. Now, I'm not gonna argue with you. I jump cars all the time. And you mean to tell me I overjumped your... You're a...
No, you know what? You're gonna get your... Well, if I don't get this $1,500.
I'm sorry, you said what, man?
You're going to get your ass whooped if I don't get this $1,500 to take care of this whole car and the whole electrical system.
Well, I tell you what, I'm over here on Martin Luther King right now. Now, if you're talking about whooping somebody, you bring your on over here. Now, I don't overjump no cars, and I don't owe you no money either.
You owe me $1,500, you country son of a. You owe me
$1,500. Son, let me tell you something. You'll be in for a long day. I will take this tow truck and ram it straight up your ass, and I'm not playing with you. No, I don't talk to people like this, and I sure as hell don't appreciate it when someone talks to me like that. I'm whooping my ass. You got it,
man. You know what? You're going to mess around and get your little tow truck towed off some. That's what's going on. And you're going to get your ass whooped in the mix of all of this, man. Let me tell you something. I need this $1,500 today or tomorrow so I can get my girl coffee.
Well, I don't owe you. Where the did I jump this car off at? Because that's exactly where I'll meet you at.
You jumped my girl car off at her job. She was downtown at her job.
What street? Because I'm down there a lot.
I don't know what street it is, but she worked downtown.
So that's your problem. You're such a dumb she don't even know what street it's on. And you know I owe you $1,500. You are crazy as
you
hell.
I need this $1,500. I'm going to get this $1,500 out your Now, you're going to make a decision on which one you want to do. Either you're going to bring me the $1,500 today or tomorrow, or I'm going to have your whooped. You got your 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Son, you ain't got to wait on tomorrow. I made my decision right now. Ain't going to happen. Ain't ever going to happen. I don't owe you. And if you can get it out of my son, you can have it. But I bet you this much, you better pack a lunch. It's going to be a long night for you, buddy.
I don't care how long it's going to be. You're going to get a $1,500 whooping. That's what you're going to get, Candy or Candy Man. You're going to pay this $1,500.
You can call me what you want to call me, son, but I tell you this, after I whoop your you'll call me something else.
You country.
Listen, son, I've got to go. I got work to do. I've got somebody outside waiting on me right now to hook up their car. I ain't got time to be arguing with you, son. All right? Now, if you really want to find me, you really want to find Candyman, everybody out there knows how to find me. You understand me? So if you really want that $1,500, son, you come and get it. But I ain't got time to be sitting here arguing with you all day. I got work to do. I got to get back out of this truck.
I got one more thing I need to tell you, and I want you to put this in your mind good and strong. Are you listening?
I'm listening to you, son, as long as you ain't finna say about me giving you $1,500.
I'll tell you what, I want to tell you this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by another record driver named.
You know what, that son of a. that son of a. You know what? You're listening to this because I sure owe you a $1,500 whooping, son.
And there you have it. I don't care what he said. He overjumped the damn car. He did
what?
It. He overjumped it. He overjumped it.
Okay. I didn't know that was a thing, but okay.
You can overjump. Steve, where your battery at? You know where your battery at in your car? You don't even know where it's at, dude. Where your battery at, Steve?
Tommy, I ain't never had the hood.
You changed, Steve.
I ain't
real Hollywood. You don't even raise the hood.
Can you siphon some gas? Can you still siphon some gas?
Hell yeah.
Thank
hell
you, Nephew.
Yeah. I know all. We don't want to hear about it, I know how Steve. To survive now.
Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Snowfall star Damson Idris says Jay-Z helped him get his green card. Plus, in celebrity divorce news, actress Eva Marcille has filed for divorce, oh no, from Michael Sterling.
Aww.
Aww. And check this out. Nick Cannon says he doesn't give his baby mamas a monthly allowance, okay? We'll talk about all of these stories. Hold your thoughts. I see it. Hold your thoughts. Hold your comments until the top of the hour, because right now it is time to ask the CLO. Sandy in Newark says, I'm 27 years old and moving in with my man at the first of the month. I put the apartment in my name because of his credit. I also got a credit card for a furniture store and maxed it out. He wants me to pay the credit card bill since he pays the rent. I've done my part, but he wants more. Haven't I done enough?
Well, young lady.
Sandy.
You have to try to assess your relationship for what it is. Are you and him in a relationship to form a life together, for this to move forward and turn into something? Are you all in a financial convenience relationship? You, if you needed somebody to share the bills with, you should have got a roommate.
True that.
And then I would suggest a white girl with rich parents, because that way you can always get your money.
Be strategic in this.
Filthy rich.
Yeah. Well, you out here and went and got his ass. He ain't got no credit, 27 years old. You've assigned yourself to a man who is already shown you signs of irresponsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ruined my credit as a young man, too. So I'm just... And at the time, I was making some irresponsible decisions. A lot of it was out of necessity, but... Still, bad decisions led to bad credit. Well, you are now signed up for a relationship that's that. Now, you've not only done that, you done moved in together. Y'all ain't taking enough time to consider what this is y'all signing up for, man.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say. Because, like, right now, this financial arrangement y'all got ain't working out.
Yeah.
Y'all can stop talking about kids and the family, because y'all can't agree on a real simple-ass thing. You pay the credit card, I'm going to pay the rent.
Yeah.
Haven't I done enough?
Stay where you are, Sandy. All right. Moving on to TD and Harvey. TD says, I met my husband at his first wedding. He said I was beautiful, and he gave me his business card. He got a divorce 8 months later, and he found me through a mutual friend. We are soulmates, but how do I get over the guilt of how we met?
You met at his wedding?
At his first wedding, yes.
And he gave you his card at the wedding and said you was beautiful.
Yeah, right.
This marriage was off to the wrong start at the wedding.
Yes. We're surprised it lasted 8 months.
So now how do you... Now, you done met your soulmate. You want to get over the guilt of how you met. What guilt? Why are you feeling guilt? Now, your guilt would happen is if y'all had a relationship during the 8 months that he was married.
She didn't say that, of course.
Now, if that wasn't the case, lose your guilt. If that's your soulmate, there it is. But now, when y'all get married, make sure he don't bring them cards to the wedding.
Yes.
Tell him, Steve.
Go down to City Hall.
Ooh, he trifling.
Here, take one of my cards.
Yeah. What? All right. All right, moving on to Alicia and Joliet. Alicia says, I got home yesterday and my husband was in the yard talking to our neighbor, Patricia. He said they were catching up on the gossip in the neighborhood. I told him to tell his friend bye and come inside. He came in yelling and said I was out of line for how I handled the situation. How else should I have handled it?
Well,
bye, Patricia.
If you did it like this, tell your friend bye and get your ass in here.
And that's how like she said it.
Like she said it. Like she was his mama.
Tell Patricia bye-bye and get in here. Well, that is. But, you know, when he said we was outside catching up on neighborhood gossip.
Yes, yes.
Dog, what? Dog, you know I've never said that to my wife before. Ever?
You were outside talking to the neighbor about catching up on gossip.
I was catching up on some neighborhood gossip.
I ain't never told my wife I was talking to a woman catching up on anything.
Right.
Okay. Now, you know Patricia fine, don't you? You do know this.
Hell yeah.
You do know Patricia fine.
Hell yeah.
Let's let it be known. Patricia fine.
Well, then his wife was right with everything she did.
Right. Get in here. Yeah. I love it,
Steve. She did everything but have a belt in her hand.
I mean, you was out of line the way you said it. You should have walked up on him and said, hey, y'all, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. What y'all talking about? Yeah.
Hey, listen, yeah. Harold, can I talk to you for a minute?
Why is it always
Harold?
It's Harold or Herman.
Or Herman, right.
Harold make a lot of mistakes.
You do that.
Them damn Harold.
All right. So moving on. She wants to know how should she have handled it, though, Steve?
No, like I just told you. Should have walked out there and said, hey, how y'all doing? Hey, honey, can I talk to you for a minute? Can you step inside? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
Bye, Patricia.
Yeah.
Put a little shade.
But you hollered out across the backyard. That's what happened.
How did she, what did she say?
I love it, Steve.
Hell! Hell! All that talking at the fence with her fault. Get in here, you through. Bye. Tell your friend bye.
All right, moving on. Last one. Jessica in Seattle says, I'm dating the silliest 42-year-old man on the planet. He'll start dancing wherever we are. He sings the songs at restaurants, and he passes gas and laughs uncontrollably. Oh, if this God. Is all that's wrong with him, should I stick with his silly behind, or will this get on my nerves real bad eventually?
It's on your word. It's on your nerves.
Yeah. And it's only been a year.
And you think this has been... Girl, do you know the instances that's gonna come up where he's doing something at an inappropriate moment?
Mm-hmm.
He ignorant.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. He ignorant. Why you think when you met him he was available?
That's a good one.
Why do you think when you met him his 42-year-old ass was available?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Free and clear. You ain't got no problems with infidelity. Mm-hmm. He ain't had to clean out his black book. Mm-hmm. He just went skip to the loo, y'all, with it on and cracking.
So that's why he's single. Mm-hmm.
You are married to the silliest man on the planet. Who wants to be married to that?
She said it.
Yeah. Keep it moving.
She recognized it.
Girl, mm-hmm. girl, mm-hmm. is it going to get on my nerves? It's on them already.
Already, yeah.
This year one, you and y'all get married.
Ooh, and he meets the family and all of that. Uh-uh.
You got to stop on the way in people's house talking about, hey, don't go in here with all that.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Snowfall British actor Damson Idris recently sat down with Complex Magazine as the publication's latest cover star to discuss a myriad of topics, including a rumor on how Jay-Z helped him land his green card. Well, Damson Idris said, Hove didn't offer that up. I had to ask him. But he's done many things for me over the years. He's always supported me. He supports everyone. He supports so many people that you don't even know. So there you go. He's giving cool. Jay-Z his props. Yeah.
No, saying Jay-Z, that he's, mm-hmm. Hey, man, Jay-Z strong. I don't think people understand what this dude is doing. Definitely. On the level. Everybody was complaining about the NFL. The position he took with the NFL. Man, that boy right there so cold behind the scenes. Y'all don't even understand. Boy. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't even understand, man.
He see these Super Bowl halftime shows. Yeah, dog. Welcome.
Dog. He next level. Yeah. He next level.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. And there's always some monkey ass person that ain't on no level.
Yeah.
Ground flow. Just running their damn mouth by the top of the pyramid. Man, please.
Not the ground floor.
I like the steam. Ground floor.
Down, well, they ain't even got on the elevator.
Well, speaking of Damson, Idris, Steve, and rumors, according to a statement from Idris's own rep provided to Newsweek, Damson and Lori Harvey are still, quote, going strong and very much together as a couple, in case you were wondering. All right? So they're still together.
Were you wondering,
no,
Steve?
I ain't met him. I don't know him.
So, okay. Well, they're
still
together.
Bring him to that house. Well, just bring him to the house when you think it's it.
He's a really good actor.
Really good.
Yeah, I love him in Snowfall.
Really don't give a damn.
Okay. Moving on to, this is so sad. I hate reporting this story.
He's a good actor. I heard that before.
Yeah. Moving on, like I said, in celebrity divorce news, after almost 5 years of marriage, actress and model Eva Marcille has called it quits and reportedly filed for divorce from her soon-to-be ex-husband, Michael Sterling. So sorry to hear that. The former Real Housewives of Atlanta star is believed to have filed the court papers last week at the Superior Court in Fulton County, citing that their marriage was, quote, irretrievably broken, and, quote, there are no prospects for a reconciliation. Wow.
Irretrievably.
Yeah.
When they use words like that, irretrievably.
Wow. Ooh. You can't. She doesn't want to get it back. Marcille and Sterling share 2 children. She has another daughter from a previous relationship. Sorry to hear that, Eva.
Irretrievably.
Yeah. Finally, in entertainment news. Yeah, it really, really is. During a recent radio interview, Nick Cannon, who, of course, we all know is the father of 12 children, said he doesn't give a monthly allowance or set amount of money to the 6 women that have his children. Nick said, I don't give myself that guideline. What they need, they get it. Nick added, there's never been something that one of the mothers of my children has asked for and they didn't receive. Nick also addressed the rumor that he pays $3 million a year in child support. He said, I definitely spend a lot more than that on my children annually, he said. I don't plan to ever have to participate in the government system of a child. So there you go.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Why do we keep talking about Nick? Why y'all keep bringing the Nick story?
Because they got a lot of kids.
I'm tired of hearing about it.
Every other day. He's in the news.
It's something. It's this child and that child. Child number 2, child number 12, child number 9. It's that child number 8.
I got names.
My own damn kids, man. I don't care.
What were you going to say, Steve? We hear how Tommy feels.
I'm pretty sure Nick is a great dad. Mm-hmm. And I believe what he's saying about paying the money. But what is it, 12 of these?
Yes. 12 children by 3 different Tommy. Women.
You know, you got birthdays, you're going to spend a lot of time. It's the time. You look, man, it's cool, whatever you're doing. It ain't my life. Do you. Mm-hmm. But you may not be participating in the government style of, but if one of them women file, you going to send a check. And everybody ain't going to keep playing this little game here all along. Because, see, let me explain something to you. One of them going to thank the other one getting mold in this one, and then you're going to get some paperwork home.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's coming,
but I guess he's saying that with the government, if he participates in that way, they won't even get as much. I think he's trying to say he gives more than
I
what the government
him.
Requires.
Nick is a good guy. I think Nick takes care of his kids just the way he is. But you're going to get some paperwork for us over.
With 12 kids, there's no way.
The women are just not going to stay in that space, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you done talked them into it so far, and congratulations, man. I don't know what you're saying to these women.
Yeah, I wonder.
But somebody going to get in their ear, man, and you're going to get some paperwork.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
I believe. That's a lot of damn kids.
I love Nick Cannon. He still hosts one of my favorite shows,
they grow.
The Masked Singer. Love
I'm so glad they got jobs. Nah, that didn't help a great deal.
Is there an age, because y'all have older children, I still have a teenager, is there an age where you just cut it off and you all just
You can, but they coming back.
Carla.
They coming back?
I'd have cut them all 6 times.
Oh, wow!
There's not any. You would think when they got grown and, you know, or when they had children or got their own. No. There's never a time. Yeah.
And then you look back on when you stopped.
Yeah.
I stopped so early.
I did too.
I would ask my parents for money early, man.
All right, moving on to coming up at 20 minutes after the hour. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The shooter in Nashville, Audrey Hale, legally bought 7 firearms from 5 different gun stores in the city in recent years. Hale was under a doctor's care for an emotional disorder, according to the Metropolitan Nashville Police Chief John Drake, who added that Hale's parents thought the one firearm they knew the shooter bought had eventually been sold. Most states, including Tennessee, still don't have red flag laws, which are emergency protection orders that temporarily restrict access to guns for individuals that are at an elevated risk to harm themselves or others. Now, according to CBS News on Monday, when Audrey Hale was leaving the house, Hale's mother asked what was inside a red bag. She was dismissed. Hale's mother didn't look in the bag because at the time she didn't even know that her daughter Audrey Hale had any weapons. This is according to the chief. So the fact that she was able to buy 7 firearms, 7 weapons from different gun stores in the city.
But see, there should be
some responsibility.
Website. Once you buy a gun, it's entered. You can buy the gun, but it's entered.
Mm-hmm. The database, national database. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
And then when you go to buy another gun, the person who's selling you the gun can look clearly at your name, and it comes up and says, you bought 2 guns for this purpose. And then we can start monitoring by saying, hey, that's your limit, or hey, what are you using these guns for? And then you can send a message to the FBI. This person has been to the 3rd place and bought the 3rd assault weapon. Boom. And let them go to work and figure it out. I know that's a lot of work, but it's worth it when it comes to saving lives. You got to go to the people that the people elected.
Right.
And the people elected them Republicans. Because the Republicans are the ones who are refusing to do any form of gun laws. It's the Republican Party.
Yes,
period.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Their answer is more guns.
And the reason is because the NRA is the largest funder of the government of the Republican Party. And all those individuals know that they will lose the campaign sourcing of the NRA if they fight them. And they would rather have their power and position and their money than to save your children's or your raggedy ass life. Because that's all it is to them.
They need some kind of database, like you said, too, Steve. If you have mental illness, you should be red flag. You shouldn't be allowed. And these stores, therapists, parents, everybody need to be held responsible.
Our prayers. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check in with Steve as we check his voicemail right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail. If you would like to leave Steve a message, call him 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE. You might just hear your call on the air like this one from Steve. This is a question about a relationship quote that you referred to on the air the other day.
Okay. Hey, Uncle Steve. I was listening to your show this morning on my way home from work, and I just wanted to know if you figured out the guy's name of the recording that spoke about marriages and relationships. And if you can, play it again. I got some deep stuff. I'm 35 and dating a 65-year-old, and there's a lot going on. But that there in particular, something hit me. And I wanted to thank you. Thank you, Steve. Uncle Steve. I'll be listening to you. Hopefully I get to hear it again. Bye-bye.
30
years. Yeah, his name is Nuri Mohammed. N-U-R-I. Nuri Mohammed. He quoted Minister Louis Farrakhan, so I'm assuming he's in the nation. Great brother, man. I have listened to him speak on a couple of occasions, man. And when I saw this quote that he said, it was just so impactful, man. I mean, it was so well stated. The brother's name is Nuri Mohammed. I have no idea where he's from. I don't know what he does. I don't know where he lives. Nothing. I just, you know, admired the way he spoke. He's an intelligent brother. He speaks on a lot of different subjects, man. Brother's just brilliant speaker, man. I really like him, so.
What can he possibly say to a 35-year-old lady that's dating a 65-year-old man? That gap there is something.
That's a 30-year difference, man.
Yeah.
And that's a heck of a gap, and you got to think about that. You know.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is you to you know.
Uh-uh.
What happened?
Well, no.
No, what you mean? No, me and Tommy talking. Yeah.
That's the problem.
See, I'm 66.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a year older than the man she's dating, and she's 35. Now, I know what he want.
Mm-hmm. That's clear.
As a bail. I'm trying to figure out, though, what you want.
He got to have some money.
Well, good.
And at one point in time, I mean, you're dating him for what? Now, if you're just dating him for some money or for some company temporarily, but if you're looking at the future, you need to start doing some totaling.
Some what?
Totaling. You heard what
In 30 years, when you're 65, his ass 95.
You can carry the one. You can do whatever you need to do. It's right there.
I don't know what 95-year-old you done seen that done had you go, girl. Have you seen him?
I got to have him.
I hate you.
Stupid.
Girl. Why? Guess how old he is.
You ain't 80?
Oh, he look good.
You give him the benefit, huh? 80.
Girl, how old he look to you? 80?
All right, let's get to another call, please. All right, this caller is upset about child support.
Steve, just want you to know you've done more damage for brothers in this child support thing than you can imagine. There's a whole lot of brothers in the same situation I'm in, paid child support for years. You're not going to have a relationship with your good children if you're not with me. Take her to court. I fit the description. How many black men you know want to go down there to that courthouse? Come on, man. Help me out. Stop with all that nonsense and talking about deadbeat dads. It's a whole lot of brothers in the situation that I'm in.
Okay, I didn't...
Brother, you didn't tell me what situation you in. You didn't tell me what statement I made. So what comment do you want me to make? What comment did I make about deadbeat dads that you disagree with? If you're not taking care of your child, what you want me to say, dog? But I want the caller to call me back and tell me the statement I said and tell me what the hell you talking about. Your ass know how to... You need to learn how to communicate.
Coming up next, the nephew in today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I can't imagine him with Big Mama. We'll find out what that's all about. We'll get into it.
Ooh,
at the top of the hour.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes. Get into it. Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew.
Well, I hate to say it.
What?
I just have to say it. It's just, sure. It's just black people. We don't do this. We don't want no anchovies, okay?
Oh, no, we
no
don't.
No anchovies.
Too salty.
I know some black people that eat anchovies. Too slimy. As a race, we don't eat anchovies.
As a whole race.
Anchovies?
Well, I'm black and I don't eat them.
We ain't eat no anchovies. You're not putting that on my pizza. I'm sorry. You're not putting that. We want what we want. We want meat lovers, okay? We want extra pepperoni. We want some Italian sausage on there. Some mushrooms on there. Bell peppers and onions. Ain't nobody said nothing about nothing out the ocean on this doggone, on this pizza. We don't want no anchovies. Anchovy. We wouldn't know an anchovy if we saw it, so we damn sure don't want it on the...
I just don't think that's true. The whole statement for the race.
When have you been with a black person and got a meat lovers and put some anchovies on?
I see three people do it, and they were black.
Yeah, Carla, they not again. Black. They probably recognize as black, but they not.
They got some drops.
They passing. They ain't quite all the way over there. Because when you come over here, we meat lovers, baby. That's what we do.
They're mixed.
Okay. You get that. You go to Chicago and get that deep dish. I don't want no anchovy in that.
Yes.
Yeah, now that's
Giordano's.
I want deep dish meat lover. Okay. Mm-hmm. But when I get Domino's, I got to get that. I got to get aside that habanero chicken wing they got. Oh my God, the habanero chicken wing Domino's off the chain.
All right, Domino's. Yes. And I like their desserts too. Come through, Domino's.
Boy, my son would not out of order pizza without getting that whole brownie that they sell.
Yes.
That's a whole nother world. It's a whole nother world. All right, come on, y'all. Let's go, cat dog. No anchovies. No anchovies. Black people don't want no dog.
Hello.
Hey man, who is the person I need to talk to about? I got a pizza that's been messed up. Who do I need to talk to?
Well, you can talk to me, sir. What's going on? What happened to your pizza?
Somebody put some f***ing anchovies on my pizza. Black people don't eat no f***ing anchovies, man. So who would put anchovies on my damn pizza?
I don't want to know. Settle down with the language there, pal. All right? You know, if you got anchovies on your pizza, you just must have gotten mixed up with another order. I'll send you another pizza. It ain't a big deal.
But I ain't asking no anchovies, man. Matter of fact, let me ask you something. What the is an anchovy any damn way?
It's like a sardine. That's what a anchovy is, okay, pal? It's like a sardine.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. First of all, what's your name? What is your name?
I'm Gino.
So you're the owner of the damn pizza place?
Yeah, I own the damn pizza place. And I don't need people calling me and cursing at me because it was a mistake. You know, mistakes happen, pal. Worse things go on in this life than you getting some anchovies on your pizza.
Hey, man. Hey, okay. So here's the deal. I done had a bunch of guests come to my house, I order pizza, and every last one of them got anchovies on them. You know what I'm saying? So I got an issue with it. I done spent over $50 with you with these pizzas, and the shit made wrong.
Nobody likes anchovies?
No, but I told you before, black people don't eat no anchovies, man. Okay?
Hold on. I'm almost certain I've served anchovy pizza to black people before.
Okay, the black people that I know don't eat anchovies. Okay,
well, then we'll send you some pizzas without any anchovies on them.
Hey, you know what? I don't like your attitude. You know what, man?
Maybe if you didn't come to me with so much f***ing attitude to start with, you wouldn't get no attitude.
Okay, look at it. Don't get your ass whooped, okay?
Did you just threaten me?
I said don't get your ass whooped.
Who the f*** do you think you're talking to, f***ing face?
I'm talking to Gino, the owner of pizzeria. You.
That's f***ing right. That's right. You don't tell me you're going to kick my ass, okay, pal? You know where the pizzeria is. You know, okay, calm down.
Okay, that's it. I tell you what, man. In the next 3 to 5 minutes, I'm going to walk down there and kick your little ass.
behind putting these anchovies on here and having a little pompous attitude like you think you can't get your ass whooped.
You come on down here, okay? And we'll see. Do me a favor. Go yourself and the horse you rode in on, okay? And bring it on down here. All right, we'll take care of it there. I'll stop some anchovies up your ass, all right, pal?
Okay.
You like to say okay a lot, do you? Is that one of your favorite words? Okay.
Yeah, you need to have somebody there with you when I get there, because I promise you, Gino's finna get his ass whooped.
Yeah, Gino's shaking in his boots, pal. Me and my anchovies, we're sitting here scared out of our minds right now.
Okay.
Let me tell you. I've dealt with clowns like you my whole life. Please.
Okay. Let me tell you this here. Do you know who you're talking to?
I'm talking to some f***ing idiot who don't know how to talk. That's who I'm talking to.
No, you're talking to Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Mr. Gino, you just got pranked.
You telling me I'm throwing F-bombs all over the radio?
You dropping F-bombs all over the radio, baby.
I want to know who did this to me, because they're getting some F-bombs.
Do you have a guy that works for you? He says he works five to close. Andre. You got a Dre that works for you?
Yeah, I got a Dre that works for me. And Dre's going to be spending some time in a walk-in freezer. Black people don't eat anchovies, huh?
Black people don't eat anchovies, baby. Hey, I got to ask you this, Mr. Gino. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The baddest radio show in the land is the Steve Harvey Show.
With no
Steve
anchovies,
Harvey Morning.
Babe. No
Steve
anchovies.
Harvey Morning Show. I mean, I'm going to send you some pizzas. I'm sending that station dozens of pizzas with double anchovies on every one of them.
And there you have it. No anchovies. And I speak for the whole race, okay? I speak for the whole race.
Well, you're speaking for me, because I don't.
Well, I know some black people that like anchovies on their pizza, on their salad, Caesar salad.
Caesar salad.
No, on the Caesar salad, that's fine.
Yeah, in the dressing.
I'm going to let you have it on the Caesar.
Okay.
On Caesar salad, I'm going to let you have it.
Your problems with C's and W's?
On the Caesar salad, I'm going to let you have it. But we don't want no anchovies on our
like me with
let me
braces.
Just ask this question. And this is not a racial question. But why everybody named Gino work at the pizza place? Everybody I know named Gino work at the pizza place.
Ooh, Gino's Pizza in Chicago. Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, that's take a good pizza back. Right there. Yes.
Gino.
Ooh, I'm getting hungry.
Mm-hmm. Remember when Uno's first came out?
Yeah. What?
That was good. That was good.
Chicago girls right here. Yes.
Yes. Anybody listening to V103 right now, send us a pizza.
Yeah. A slice.
That would be nice. You don't need but a slice. Hell, it takes 2 weeks to work that off. Get ready this weekend. It's going down. April Fools. Oh, my God. You don't want to miss it. It's for Saturday night. It's at Texas Trust. It's me, Kia Junior Boy Space is in the building. My boy Rodney Perry will be in the building. My girl Dominique and the headliner, one of the queens of comedy, Monique in the building. All right. You can get tickets at AXS.com. A is an apple, X is an X-ray, S is in Sam, AXS.com. Tickets on sale right now. It's going to be a packed house. You don't want to miss it. April Fool's Comedy Jam number 6. This is number 6. Oh, we going to be stupid. Me and Junior pulling up in a hearse in the back. Boy, we rolling. You understand?
All right, nephew. Can't wait to see you.
How we going to kill him if we don't roll up in no hearse? How we going to kill him?
Coming up, it's my strawberry letter for today. That's coming up next. And the subject is, I can't imagine him with Big Mama. We'll get into that right after this.
I bet Big Mama don't eat no anchovies. I know she does.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on work, on sex, on parenting, on dating, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, like we're going to read this one right here today. And you never know. It could be yours. So write us.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I can't imagine him with Big Mama. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 45-year-old single mother of 5 sons. My 2 youngest sons live with my mother because they went to spend the night with her one time and she never let them return to my house. I can't fight for them because she says I'm not fit to be their mother. This feud started about 3 years ago when my mama thought she had a boyfriend. The guy didn't want her. He was just using her for money and transportation. He's 12 years younger, so she thought she was doing something big. Naturally, he came on to me because I'm my mother's twin in every way except weight. My oldest children started calling her Big Mama when they were young, and now she's lived up to that name. She is big and tall with hazel eyes. She was every man's dream back in the day, and she can't deal with the fact that I'm pulling up the rear and getting all of the attention now. I didn't purposely take her man away from her. It happened gradually. She asked me to spend the night with her one night so I could take her to an eye appointment early the next morning. While she slept, her boyfriend chased me all over the house trying to pull off my nightgown. When he finally caught me, I played like I was resisting him, but our chemistry was too strong to fight it. We snuck around for 2 months before he finally told Mama what was going on. My older children have adjusted to him being with me and not Big Mama anymore. My oldest son told me that he can't imagine my boyfriend was ever with Big Mama. I can't either because he is a superstar lover and I'm surprised she could keep up with him. I'm tired of fighting with Big Mama. So how do I stop her? How do I get her to stop playing games and give me my children back? I don't understand how you can't get your children. They're your children. How can you not get your children back from your mom? And anyway, there's a lot left out in this letter, but there are two different problems going on here. They're both major. First, your mom has 2 of your 5 children. You say you can't get back. And secondly, you slept with your mom's man. Okay, what kind of person are you? Why are you in competition with your own mother over a man? When you make statements like, we're alike in every way except weight, or when you say now you're pulling up the rear and getting all of the attention, this makes you sound like you're jealous of your mom. With all the other men out here, why do you have to take your mom's man? The sad part is you don't even get it. I mean, just because he was chasing you around the room doesn't mean you had to let him catch you. You already said that, you know, you tried to resist him at first, but the chemistry was too strong and all of that. You had to prove to your mom that you could get him? Was that what you were doing? You're the cute one now? What are you doing? I mean, you have no remorse. You don't even see why your mom is retaliating by calling you unfit and trying to keep your 2 boys. There must be something to it, or you would have your boys. I really don't understand why you can't get them that you claim you want. You know, you claim you want the boys. Your mom is not the one playing games here. I think you are. You need to grow up. You need need to stop worrying about your mom and her looks and all of that and worry about how you are going to be a better person, how you're going to be a better daughter, and how you're going to be a better mom and get your kids back if that's what you really want. Steve?
Well, this letter ain't going to take long because it ain't about nothing. This letter ain't about la-di-da. I don't even know why you write. You ain't even really. What, lady, what? What? 45-year-old single mother with five sons. You're five. You got five sons and you're a single mother. Your two younger sisters live with my mother because they went to spend the night with her one time and she never let them return to my house. I can't fight for them because she says I'm not fit to be their mother. What kind of statement is that? How hard are you really fighting to try to get these kids back? How is it that a mother can't get her kids back?
Right.
The courts didn't tell you you wasn't fit. Social services didn't tell you wasn't fit. Child Protective Services didn't tell you that. They went over there one night and she never sent them back. Oh, I know what's happening here. Now, you say this feud started about 3 years ago when my mama thought she had a boyfriend. Well, we're going to find out how long she going to be thinking that. The guy didn't want her. He was just using her for money and transportation. He's 12 years younger. So she thought she was doing something big. Naturally, he came on to me because I'm my mother's twin in every way except weight. Wait a minute. I don't understand that. So your mother thought she was doing something big. Naturally, he came on to me because I'm my mother's twin in every way except weight. What do you mean naturally he came on to you?
Christ.
But you just, what you thought it was supposed to happen? Why? Because you finer than your mama? Why? Because you don't weigh as much as your mama? Sound to me like, and I'm going to say this early, I was going to save it to the end, this is a competition.
Yeah, that's what I said. You're right.
And the competition started with you. You, girl. You, the 45-year-old with the five kids and can't get nobody. That's what the problem was. Then your mama got somebody, and now you're talking about she thinks she got a boyfriend. Well, wait till he see me. Because we twins in every way. Except for
all
the
right,
way.
Hang on, okay. Steve. Hang on. We'll come back for part two of your response at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I can't imagine him with Big Mama. We'll get back into it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's crazy Strawberry Letter, the subject. I can't imagine him with Big Mama.
I know you couldn't. That's the whole problem. Here's a woman that's 45 years old. She's a single mother. She got five sons. My two youngest sons live with my mother because they went to spend the night with her one time, and she never let them return to my house. Then the lady said, I can't fight for them because she says I'm not fit to be their mother.
What?
Social services didn't tell you this.
Right.
Child Protective Services didn't tell you this. Resource Department didn't tell you this. People that cut checks ain't told you this. Your mama told you this and she kept the kids. Then she starts trying to tell the story. The feud started about 3 years ago when my mama thought she had a boyfriend. The guy didn't want her. He was just using her for money and transportation. He's 12 years younger, so she thought she was doing something big. Then right out of nowhere, naturally, he came on to me because I'm my mother's twin in every way except the weight. My oldest children started calling her Big Mama when they were young, and now she's lived up to the name. Well, you next. You know, since you like your mama in every way, just want you to know the weight coming your way, too. It usually comes as we age. So get ready. I'm just like my mother. I'm my mama's twin without the weight. Oh, it's coming. Any day now. Slow down. She is big and tall with hazel eyes. She was every man's dream back in the day. And she can't deal with the fact that I'm pulling up the rear and getting all the attention now. Look, girl, lady, what's wrong with you? What do you mean she can't deal with the fact that you pulling up the rear and getting all the attention now. Oh, because you mama. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. You, your mama's twin in every way. Oh, so you every man's dream. Yeah, you the five sons baby daddy dream, too. Yeah, you they dream, except that. So far right now, you can't get one of them stage. But you every man's dream. You pulling up the rear. Nah, she can't stand. I didn't purposely. Then, well, here comes the next statement out of nowhere. I didn't purposely take her man away from her. It happened gradually. Girl, you a mess. You an absolute mess. I don't know if you read this letter before you sent it, but if you read it, you would see. This really ain't shining a favorable light on you at all. I don't know what you thought by writing in. Shirley and I were supposed to say to you. She asked me to spend the night with her one night so I could take her to an eye appointment early the next morning. Okay. While she slept, her boyfriend chased me all over the house trying to pull off my nightgown. Now, we all done been to Big Mama house. We all done been back over to our mom and daddy house. Most of our house is bigger than the house we grew up in. So how big was old Big Mama house? So all this chasing you around, how far was it? Wait, was y'all running from the kitchen table to the stove? What, was you running from the TV? What, was you running around the coffee table in front of the couch? Big Mama ain't got no big house. This wasn't no long chase, y'all. This wasn't a love. We was up and down them steps. I headed out there. I was down in the game room, and then I went around through the family room. Then I ran up back down by my golf simulator. Then I came back up through where we got the bowling alley at. Woo, he was just chasing me. Really? Really, lady?
He said the bowling alley.
Lady, how far was he chasing you? Trying to take your nightgown off. Here go another crazy statement. When he finally caught me, I played like I was resisting him, but our chemistry was too strong to fight. We snuck around for 2 months before he finally told Big Mama what was going on. Big Mama is your mother. So he just went on and told her, hey, look, I'm going to just keep it real. I'm with your daughter. And your older children have adjusted to him being with me and not Big Mama anymore. My oldest son told me that he can't imagine my boyfriend was ever with Big Mama. And I can't either because he is a superstar lover. And I'm surprised she could keep up with him.
What? This is nasty. This is really.
I'm tired of fighting with Big Mama. So how do I get her to stop playing games and give me my children back? See, what done happened is you took her man. Mm-hmm. She took your kids. Because mm-hmm. she told this letter out of mm-hmm. order, y'all. Yeah. She told you that two kids went over there to spend the night and she kept them. But then she said the feud started 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So after she took her man, the two kids went over there one night and she kept them.
Ah. Okay.
That's what happened. So you took my man, I took your kids, and you ain't fit to be a mother and you don't want me to tell everybody what you really did. And that's right. Why she can't get her kids back.
Woo! Come
coming
on.
Up that's all of the hour.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we'll talk about Steve's new game-changing daily green drink, Elevate, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, we know you have your new product, Elevate, out, the healthy green powder. So tell us about it. I mean, you know, on the show, we're using it and all that. So we want to just find out more about it. Let the people know. Elevate.
Well,
Elevate.
I think the best way to talk about it, I can talk about it, but mm-hmm. I don't want to be a salesman.
Well, tell me.
I got into the health and wellness space to try to help people change some things about them. Digestion, energy, brain fog. You know, that type of thing. And I found a way, and I do it. I mean, look, I'm very clear in the mornings. It's obvious.
Yeah.
You know, my team is clear. Now, Tommy, you're using the product.
Yep.
Junior's using it. Carla's using it.
And my husband. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you should see Tosh. So before he goes to the gym, because
you know, he's a mortgage loan officer. So he's like on the phone, on Zooms, conference, you know, like all day. So when he gets ready to go to the gym, Steve, he has his tumbler and he puts it in and he's shaking it like like it's a you martini.
Drink it. It's so good. You like drink it so fast. I don't
so he in there shaking it, and then he drinks it, and then he goes to the gym. So, you know, he gets his energy boost. He loves it. He loves the chocolate, so it's all
it's
good.
A good boost. It's a good boost of energy. Boost. And it lasts pretty much most of the day. That's what I like about it.
All day.
And that flavor, that cherry, I don't know what y'all drinking, but that cherry.
I'm chocolate.
Y'all got to get on this cherry.
Junior. I'm on the cherry. Tommy, I'm with you. I'm on that cherry.
You know, we get up early in the morning to do this show, man. And then normally for this, though, I would tire out by 2 o'clock. Just tire out, hit the wall. I don't have none of that problem no more, man. I go all day until all my business is finished for the day.
And you think it's called the Elevate You?
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell. Before then, I was hitting the wall. 2 o'clock? Oh, man.
Now, folks, I didn't tell them this is what they had to say. This is just unsolicited.
No, you did.
There are so many testimonials out there about how good this green drink is that I've come up with because I took some time and I hired the right people. And this drink really does what it's supposed to do. If you are trying to be rid of brain fog and you want to be just a little bit more regular.
I will say this. Jackie got some issues with it. Because it's giving me so much energy. I'm chasing her around that damn house when that boy come home from school. I'm just trying to tell you. I'm chasing her all the way around this house. I'm just saying.
Getting on her nerves.
You ain't got to leave here at 2:30 to go get that boy. You ain't got to leave here at 2:30.
Amen.
Now you preaching about elevation.
Just go to elevateyou.com. L'Evate. Elevateyou.com.
All right. Thank you. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, a TCU football coach had a very necessary talk with his team about sexual harassment, and the video has gone viral. We'll let you hear it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Steve, this one's for you. This is from Angela on Facebook. Angela writes, "My boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years. We get along great, like 99% of the time, and he rarely has anything bad to say about me or our relationship. But when he gets drunk, which is only a few times a year, all the things that he doesn't like about me and our relationship come to the surface, and he wants to argue about them. Then, I've told him if he really has an issue with me, we should talk it out when he's sober. But when he's sober, he always says he was just drunk and those things don't really bother him. I'm sick of this predictable cycle and wish he would just tell me if he has a problem with something. It's made me not want to drink as much. Should I ask him to stop drinking too? Does he really have a problem and he's just not brave enough to say anything except when he's drunk? Is this a good reason for us to break up?" Well, it's from look, Angela girl, now.
Listen to me, Angela. Mm-hmm. You're answering your own question.
Yeah.
Now, do I think you should break up? No. But when he gets drunk, he honestly tells you what's really on his mind. When he's not drunk, he has a filter. And he filters everything to protect your feelings. When he's drunk, the filter gets turned off. So now he just say whatever. But there's some truth in it. So instead of you addressing the real problem is, which is, why don't you all talk about some of the things he said when he's drunk? And then you say you do, but he said that don't really bother him. No, you have to press the issue. And you can change some things. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's some things you need changing, and maybe there's some things he needs changing. Because you never did mention in there, when do you tell him the things that he does that you don't like? So I think if you sit down and have that conversation and say, listen, I'm listening to, like, I sometimes do a quick check, right? Me and my girl will sit down somewhere and just write down the things that we like about each other. And then we'll have the things, write down a list while we're sitting there in front of each other. Mm-hmm. 2 minutes, write down the things you have problems with me. And then mm-hmm. we do that. And then we discuss them.
Who's a long, who's has the longest list between the two of you?
She did.
Should have turned over the back page. Is it going over the 2 minute mark?
Did she run out of ink?
Baby, we see it 2 minutes, baby. We see it 2 minutes. You still right?
No. It's me. I'm clear. I figured that. It'll always be something I ain't know nothing about.
What? You don't like that?
Damn. Huh? Then I say to myself, well, damn, I shouldn't have stopped that stuff.
Next.
Well, let me see how I can hide that from now. Cause that ain't
next item on the list. Right? Yeah.
All right. So what about the line in here, Steve, from Angela, which she says it has made her not want to drink as much? Could that be the problem, period?
Well, it has made her not want to drink as much. So could it be that when y'all drinking and he say all this, when you drinking, are you overreacting? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you processing it correctly because you drinking too? So y'all drink together. Now here it come. Now you got a problem with it.
Right.
Yeah, your feelings are hurt.
Why don't y'all drink separately?
That's an option.
They don't need to drink, sounds like.
Yeah, right. See, Mila, y'all really need to stop it. At least drink separately. Like, he need to drink with his boy, man. Let me tell you what she did the other day.
Yeah.
I ain't lying, And then you ain't even got to hear about it, because when y'all together, y'all happy. Y'all just need to quit drinking together.
Yeah.
I've been drinking. You know, they drunk a lot.
All your activities can't be done together.
That's true. That's very true, Steve.
He letting her have it up when he get drunk. What are you saying to her? He letting her have it.
Hey, you sitting in here and be talking to me? Well, I don't want to talk to you. And then your voice sound horrible. Sound like it's squeaking and everything. And I don't like your breath when you be drinking either, because your breath be hot. I don't like hot breath.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, there's one less couple in the UK this week, and apparently Chris Brown is to blame. A man named Dash is going viral on TikTok after making claims that Chris Brown's onstage antics led to his breakup. Specifically, the moment when Chris brought his girlfriend from the front row on stage to receive a lap dance. Okay, the man shared a clip from the tour. A man shared a clip from the tour on TikTok where he expressed how he spent over $600 on the tickets, saying, quote, I want my girlfriend back. So here's a question, Tommy. What did the girl do wrong? I mean, Chris invited her on stage and he just gave her a lap dance. It was part of the show. Should she have turned down?
And I'd have left her ass in his lap right there. I'd have left her right there in his lap. I don't know how you getting home. When you get back to the seat, you ain't going to see me. I'm out.
So she should have declined the invitation at the concert front row.
How much money I'd have spent on these tickets?
$600.
Now you ought to be sitting your behind in a seat. Not up there, sitting up there with, you up there with Chris Brown?
Yes, he pulled her up on stage. That's part of the show.
Okay, then take her backstage, because that's what we do.
He just said he wants her back.
Why? Why would you? After she been with Chris? No.
All right. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, it's time for a round of Would You Rather. We'll play it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather sleep with someone that you absolutely cannot stand at all, but the sex is amazing. I mean, the sex is amazing. Or would you rather sleep with a person you find extremely attractive? Extremely, but the sex is, below average.
That one you can't stand, though, it's going to be off the chain, though. I ain't going to lie to you. That one you can't stand. God. Whoo, just amazing.
Okay. So that's A for you?
No. I'm going over here to one I love. Let me go.
See the one. So you're torn. See the one I can't stand. Uh-huh. It ain't finna be all that amazing, cause I can't not like your ass, and it's amazing. I just can't draw the correlation. I'll take that really fine chick that's mediocre, and I'll just let my mind have its way. I'll work it out.
Okay.
That mind of yours.
Ooh, you best I ever had. Yeah, I lie to myself. Don't be doing a damn thing.
All right. Would you rather sleep with your cousin or would you rather sleep with your ex?
Well, Kimfolk, let's go on. Get the track. Come on, Kimfolk. Boy, we used to eat annihilators together, didn't we, girl?
Tommy, that's hilarious.
You want to blow pop?
Your cousin or your ex? Which one?
I ain't got no more fine cousins. They all let themselves go. Woo! This is going to be a hard choice.
You want your ex?
Well, as long as it ain't an ex-wife.
Could be an ex-wife.
Your previous ex. Yeah. Now, let's say that. Your previous ex. Who you got?
Your ex is your ex. Wife or girlfriend, whatever. Yeah. Come on.
He over there with his first cousin.
Like a brother, sister.
Uncle Roy's baby girl.
Two sisters cheering.
Because we ain't never been close. Come on. Tommy said, hey, Kim Folk.
Come on in here, Kim Folk.
All right. Would you rather have sex with your celebrity crush or would you rather have sex with your crush from high school from back in the day? Celebrity crush
from
high school
don't look like that no more. She don't look like that no more.
Okay, high school crush or celebrity?
Uh-uh. You ain't been to the reunions. They don't look like that no more. What?
All my high school crushes is crushed.
Gosh. All right, that's today's crazy round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Our last break of the day on this Thursday.
Yeah.
It's the last break of the day.
Man, today is March 30th.
I know.
The month is almost over.
Okay, Christmas.
You thought it was February?
No, I'm just saying.
What's the saying, Tommy? If you get through.
Oh, my grandma. Ooh, if I just make it through January and February, I can march on through to April and May.
She's looking out the window while she's saying it.
It's so profound, the way she's
saying it. It was so profound, but then I'd be like, well, what is, and then, you know, my mind be like, well, what is we going to do in June then?
I
don't
know. I bet you didn't say it, though.
No, you did not say it.
Backed out of that window.
I used to have a little smart mouth, boy. I got my butt whooped so many. Oh, man, my mama beat my behind.
That's what we how we grew up, yeah.
That's how we grew up. My mama told me she was going to knock me in the next week, and I don't know what made me tell her to book me for Thursday. God.
No, you got knocked out unconscious.
Man, when I woke up, my daddy was standing over me talking about, you're going to quit messing with your mama. You're going to stop. You gonna stop.
Yeah, smelling salt. They was trying to.
I remember one time, remember phone booth? We had a phone booth not far from our house, and my friends and I were in there playing. So one of my mom's friends saw us, and she went back and told my mom that we were on the phone in the phone booth calling boys. Well, whoa. You know, not far from the truth, but not just.
Oh, so you were doing that?
No, just not that particular time. But yeah, it had happened. My mom beat the crap, when I tell you, because it was bad. It was bad that, you know, that I was calling the boys, but then her friend saw me, and you know, you couldn't do that in front of your parents. Not embarrass your parents in front of their friends. Nope. So I got two beatings in one that day. And do you know, my mom didn't remember that when I brought it up.
Oh, they never.
Oh, they don't remember none of the whoopings, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I didn't beat you. That never happened. Mom, I saw stars. Mom,
that
what?
Day.
Yes.
I saw Jesus a couple times. I know I
did. Did you
a
now?
A couple times. I knew this was it.
Me and you both.
Yes. We got the, yeah, but, yeah, and I didn't carry that tradition on. Didn't beat my kids. My kid, you know.
Really?
I spanked her, like, maybe one real good time, but I didn't.
Trey got his butt whooped.
Your oldest.
My oldest child, yeah.
But what about your youngest, Jordan, today, and then your...
Nah. I doubt I have it. But it need to happen before he leave the house. It's going to have to happen. You got to do it.
People don't do it anymore. They don't do it anymore like we were raised. They don't.
It got real close with Tasha last fall. She went to her dad. She said, ooh, mama was about to, Tasha was like, yeah, she's about to lay you out that day.
It was concerning for her.
Yeah. She said, daddy, I was really scared. He said, yeah, I'm scared for you. Because that day.
It was coming.
It was coming that day.
Ooh, yeah, it's different. It's real different now. It's real different.
My kids see me get hot, and they vacate the premise. Like, we out.
Yeah, because your temper. Woo.
We out. He's having a moment right now, partner. This is not good. Hey, I want to ask y'all something. Steve had a little earlier. Let me ask y'all something.
Okay.
What? Don't y'all think, like, when he retire, he should give me family fruit? Steve Harp, don't you think?
Family fruit?
Yeah, like family feud. I at least need to say it, right?
You'll get that. You will get family fruit.
Fruit. Family feud. You know, don't you see? I just think that would be a nice transition right there. I just do.
I think so. But so you're going to do that and Ready to Love and your...
And whatever else comes.
Because Pride, you got Pride coming up too.
Pride is coming. Pride is coming. I did a slew of interviews yesterday for Pride. I'm excited about Pride. Pride is a movie coming out on the Lifetime Movie Channel. It's coming out April the 8th, which is Easter weekend.
Soon. Yeah,
very soon. Next Saturday. All right. And Pride is about this lady who, which is Stephanie Mills, who owns a bakery. Really? Her name is Birdie. Birdie's Bakery. And I'm the son. And it is about how my mother has kept me out of trouble, always kind of smothered what I really was. Because of her pride, she didn't want to show how bad of a child that I was. And now my niece has come to stay with us. And now she wants to give my niece part of the bakery.
Oh, the empire. Not, yes.
Oh, my okay. God. And this okay. is this is something that I helped build. This is and we're it's a reality show going on at the same time. And it's ripped from the headlines. You when you look at it, you'll be able to see, oh, this is we know where this story came from, Tom.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Y'all gotta be able to we're gonna have a little quiz on this afterwards. Y'all have to come back and tell me. Oh, we know where you Yeah. But you don't want to miss it. And there's a special guest, which is my girl Erica Campbell, pops in. She's
you know,
Grammy Award winner. She drops in.
One of the
Marys,
Mary.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. One of the Marys. So you get to see a little bit of Erica and Stephanie Mills sing together.
What a treat. Nice.
That's a treat. That's a treat. So it's gonna be good.
Okay.
So this is one of T.D. Jakes. This is one of T.D. Jakes' seven deadly sins, and this is Pride.
Okay.
So tune in. The nephew is coming. I'm sorry. Thomas Miles is coming. Yes. Oh.
And he's different from the nephew, huh?
Yeah. This is how Larry went to Lawrence Fishburne. You understand?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
In the words of my uncle, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.